We're going to be having a bit of a chat to Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor from the US Studies Center. He's a bit of an expert on all things Trump, and this is a bit our Trumpaholics segment where we can update ourselves on what's happening with the Donald as we speak. So, actually, before I get into Trump, this is a bit out of left field, I know, but you're a Kiwi, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of Bill English?
Well, I suppose John Key came in around the same time as Barack Obama and nearly been there 8 years, and English has been with him for a long time. So it's probably fairly predictable as the next Prime Minister of New Zealand. But, Key going out very rarely as a politician, a bit like Obama as well, when they're on top rather than at the feather duster end of the career.
Yeah.
People want to see the back of them.
So, at a time of your own choosing.
Yes. I think to be encouraged, really.
Yes, it is.
not to stay on.
Not to stay when you're not really wanted anymore.
Yeah, it's not like a cricket sort of game, is it? You know, you don't rack up the sort of highest score.
I think there's definitely a time to go. Now, getting back to our illustrious president-elect, he's been appointing people and having lunch with people. He's got a lot of generals in his lineup too, hasn't he? What do you think of the generals he's picked so far?
Well, one really worrying choice in General Flynn. He'll be the National Security Advisor, which is a major position, supposed to coordinate foreign affairs thinking. Flynn is a conspiracy theorist, really, in many regards. Has talked about Islam as a cancer rather than a religion, talked about a connection between China and Al-Qaeda and ISIS that's just, you know, more of a fabrication of the mind than any really hard evidence. Reminds me of those connections between Saddam Hussein and bin Laden that were supposed to be so strong in the lead up to the Iraq war. So I think Flynn is a real worry, where the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis...
Mad Dog.
Yes, the man called Mad Dog. Of them all. He's I think the best of them all.
He's great, isn't he?
That's an interesting situation, isn't it? Someone with a sort of a World Wrestling Federation name.
Yeah, that's
right.
To
be the sort of the one that you could probably trust in a cabinet discussion. So yeah, there's a fair amount of extreme political views amongst the people I think Trump has selected. I mean, if
he's a Marine as well, isn't he? So Marines are well known for going in with all guns blazing. So, I don't think there's much chance for negotiations if he's on the other end of a gun.
I think he's a person with pretty genuinely interesting experiences, involved in a lot of the counterinsurgency manual stuff and actions in Iraq, which were, I think, for the better. I mean, rather... talk to people and try to win them over rather than shoot first. So there was, I think, an improvement in the American approach to the Iraq war. So Mattis and Petraeus probably deserve some credit for that. It's not to say he's a perfect choice, but I think if you look at some of the other choices, we've got people in the Environmental Protection Agency, in the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of Education, Secretary of Housing, and Ben Carson in Human Services, who are often people who very much oppose what those agencies do, who are basically, would like to see public education, disbanded in the United States or wound back considerably. So
it's like the fox in charge of the hen house, isn't it, three times over?
Well, very much so. So you've got real critics of these agencies running them. So imagine if you're a career public servant
horrified,
in those areas as, say, someone... who follows the science on environmental protection, working for someone who's a climate denier, climate change denier, is going to be very difficult. So I feel for those people who are in, say, the Department of Justice or Education, who believe in the role of those public services and think, how do you work? How do you work with someone who basically wants to disband the organisation?
And thinks all your opinions are rubbish. And what about the Secretary of the Treasury? A hedge funder, a guy who, it's Goldman Sachs, a hedge funder. I mean, goodness. and a Hollywood producer. Oh, my goodness. Is that the right person for Treasury, do you think?
Well, Trump spends a lot of time criticizing Hillary Clinton's connections with Goldman Sachs and Wall Street and the like, and that was part of his popular stick. Now, I suppose one of the interesting things about the Trump presidency is going to be, look, was the campaign just the charade that there's not going to be that much action on reining in Wall Street, there's not going to be actually that much action on immigration, the trade talk, there'll be a few things here and there. But it was an exaggerated charade to get votes. And when he's in, it'll be more of the same, fairly pragmatic, very pro-business, not rocking the boat enormously. Or is he choosing these people to actually do the things that he promised during the campaign? And that, I think we're really unsure about that, whether it was all about getting elected and getting his name on the list of presidents, or whether this guy really wants to completely transform American politics and society and maybe international relations. So we've got, you know, at times hints of both things. The Taiwan call, well, this guy sounds like he's going to shake things up. On other occasions, choosing people like, sort of these wealthy billionaires from Goldman Sachs and the like, it sounds like, you know, more of the same.
Yeah, and it's even now it's not an Australian, but a guy who ran one of the Australian companies on one of the positions, haven't we?
No, I'm not over that across
I'm
that
trying
one.
To think who it was now. I've just forgotten who that was. No, I can't see it anywhere. But one question that our producer, executive producer here, Jack Smith, has been wanting me to ask you is, Donald Trump said he'll step down as head of his company. Who is likely to take over? Is this one of his relatives?
Well, he's saying his children will be in control, but it's impossible for Trump not to be associated with his company. The greatest item on the Trump balance sheet is the so-called goodwill associated with his name. His companies are built around a brand name, Donald Trump. Trump, he's Trump steaks, Trump hotels, Trump everything.
Yeah.
So the disassociation from his companies is incredibly difficult, and so the potential for conflicts of interest are just enormous during the Trump administration. I mean, how do you negotiate with the Argentinians or the Turks when you're trying to get a few more Trump hotels built in that country at the same time? So this is, I think, a real minefield, and it's going to mean that the Trump administration is constantly, I think, embroiled in sort of minor and major scandals over, really, was that decision made because it was good for the business, or was that decision made because it was just a good decision or the right decision? So
yeah.
I think he's very unwilling to just divest his company. I mean, that would take an enormous loss in some ways to do that. But if he was serious about being a president that was seen to be behaving very ethically and in just a squeaky clean manner, he'd have to do that. You know, you have to disassociate yourself. But he's not that kind of man, I don't think. And so, therefore, the negative side for him will be, and there's constant claims of improper activities, of favoritism because of his business. So that's something that will probably hamper his presidency, I think, a good deal.
And as you were saying earlier, negotiating with foreign countries and so forth when he has other interests, it's going to make the job of Secretary of State quite difficult. So just to go out, what's the current thinking on who's going to end up as Secretary of State?
Yeah, this looks like the appointment of this ExxonMobil Corporation chief executive, Rex Tillerson.
Mitt's out of the running after all.
I think so. I mean, I think he enjoyed humiliating Romney, getting him up to Trump Towers in a sort of apprentice-like act.
Yes.
And
just
then
so he could say, you're fine.
Was never going to give it to him. But just making someone like that grovel, being so critical of Trump, really was a sort of a knifing in some ways of, you know, the final humiliation.
Mm.
Not only wins, but he's going to dangle the Secretary of State in front of Romney. Tillerson is well connected with the Russians. I mean, a lot of oil and gas activity, obviously, in Russia over the last 20 years, and that will strengthen that relationship with Putin, and at the same time, this kind of aggravation of the Chinese is fascinating to watch in the sort of pre-presidential period. So that really, I think, is fascinating, that America of Trump trying to be much more aligned to Russia and deal with Russia, but its closest trading ally in many regards, the Chinese, aggravating them, I think, unnecessarily in a lot of ways. So that's where we're headed.